Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today, in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company introduced New Coke, a reformulated soft drink intended to replace its flagship beverage. However, due to significant public outrage, the previous version of Coca-Cola was reintroduced as Coca-Cola Classic in less than 3 months, marking a notable misstep in marketing strategy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 50 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today with a high near 70 and a light west wind at about 9 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 48 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 7:45 with a low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 69 and light east winds. The Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 53. Friday brings mostly sunny weather, with a high near 73 and a chance of rain showers after 10 p.m. Saturday will be rainy, with thunderstorms likely and a high near 66. Saturday night will also be rainy, with a low around 46. Sunday starts with a slight chance of rain, but will turn mostly sunny, with a high near 60. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows around 46. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the retrial of Karen Reed, charged with hitting her Boston police officer boyfriend, is now underway. Defense attorney Alan Jackson claimed Reed's SUV never struck John O'Keefe, whose body was discovered in the snow on January 29, 2022, following a long night of drinking. And he claimed that O'Keefe did in fact enter the house of the Boston police officers, where he was found dead on the lawn. Jackson argued that O'Keefe's injuries were consistent with an animal attack, not a vehicle collision. Meanwhile, Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan contended that Reed, who allegedly consumed nearly 9 vodka drinks, hit O'Keefe with her vehicle. The case has sparked division, with Reed supporters rallying for her release amid concerns over investigative bias. The opening witnesses' examinations were fiery, to say the least. Things should get real interesting this week, with more witnesses to come. Now on to sports. In last night's NBA playoff action, the Indiana Pacers took a commanding 2-0 series lead over the Milwaukee Bucks, winning 123-115. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 24 points and 11 rebounds, while Tyrese Halliburton contributed 21 points and 12 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points for Milwaukee, but it was not enough. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder continued to dominate the Memphis Grizzlies, winning 118-99 and leading the series 2-0. Despite a strong performance from Jaren Jackson Jr., Memphis struggled offensively, failing to score 100 points for the second consecutive game. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Sox beat the Mariners 8-3, with Bayo securing the win by giving up just one run over five innings. A highlight was Casas' three-run homer in the seventh. Crawford and Duran added key RBIs, helping the Sox notch their 14th win as they dominated with 19 hits to Seattle's 11, handing Seattle's Miller the loss. Tonight, the Sox face the Mariners at Fenway with a chance for the three-game sweep. John Newcomb, with a 2.29 ERA and a 5-2 record, goes up against Emerson Hancock, who holds a 3.63 ERA. First pitch is at 6:45, with expectations of a comfortable 68 degrees under clear Boston skies. It sounds like a great night for baseball. In basketball, tonight, the Celtics host the Orlando Magic at TD Garden. Boston leads the series with the first win. The game tips off at 4, and Boston is favored by 10.5 points. In top news, in a shift reminiscent of the millennial lifestyle subsidy, today's college students are benefiting from what is being called the Gen Z lifestyle subsidy. OpenAI is offering students 2 months of free access to ChatGPT+, typically priced at $20 a month, just in time for finals. Other companies like Anthropic are also providing free or discounted access to their AI tools. This push to attract young users reflects a broader trend where AI companies aim to build a loyal user base among students who may rely on these technologies for various aspects of their lives, from academics to personal advice. In business news, the largest credit card companies are bracing for a potential economic downturn as Americans continue to spend. However, firms like JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup are adding to their reserves to cover expected losses, while Synchrony is tightening lending standards. Delinquencies are rising, reaching levels seen before the pandemic. Despite concerns, consumer spending has remained strong, with Bank of America's chief indicating that consumers are still solidly in the game. Yet, banks are shifting focus towards wealthier customers, as the top 10% of earners now account for about half of all spending in the United States. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% to $93,000. Ethereum is up 11% to just under $1,800. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 0.5% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A fascinating study reveals the brain's remarkable survival mechanism during marathons. Carlos Matute, a neuroscientist from the University of the Basque Country, discovered that myelin, the fatty insulation around nerve fibers, provides energy when fuel runs low. This research, published in Nature Metabolism, showed that during a marathon, myelin levels decreased in areas responsible for motor coordination and emotion, but recovered within 2 months. While some headlines sensationalize the findings as the brain eating itself, Matute emphasizes that these adaptations are both nuanced and promising, highlighting the brain's ability to change even in adulthood. And in entertainment news, a bankruptcy court has set a minimum price of $417.5 million for Village Roadshow Entertainments, library of 108 films, including notable franchises like The Matrix and Oceans. U.S. bankruptcy judge Thomas Horan approved an offer from Alkin Media Group, outbidding content partners, which offered $365 million. Village Roadshow filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy due to high costs from in-house content creation and a strained partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery. The auction deadline for bids is May 16th, with concerns about the studio's profitability looming. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet, Maya Angelou. And she said, "You are the sum total of everything you've ever seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been told, and forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us, and because of that, I try to make sure that my experiences are positive." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.